Join me today as we explore the basics of turning kitchen scraps into gold, enriching your soil, and contributing to a more sustainable lifestyle. Are you ready? Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Prepping Positively. I'm Annie, your host, and today we're diving into the magical world of composting. Let's kick things off by understanding why composting is a game changer. It's not just about waste reduction. It's about creating nutrient-rich compost that transforms your garden into a thriving ecosystem. Composting not only benefits your plants, but it also reduces the amount of organic waste that ends up in landfills. Now let's dive into the basics of composting. The key ingredients for successful composting are often referred to as browns and greens. Browns include items like dry leaves, straw, and shredded newspaper, while greens encompass kitchen scraps like fruit and vegetable peels, coffee grounds, and eggshells. The ideal compost pile has a good balance of browns and greens. Aim for a mix of roughly 2 to 3 parts browns to 1 part greens. This balance ensures proper decomposition, and it prevents your compost from becoming too wet or too dry. Your composting journey starts in the kitchen. Collect kitchen scraps like fruit and vegetable peels, coffee grounds, tea bags, and eggshells, in a designated compost bin, of course. Now avoid adding meat, dairy, and oily items. They can tend to attract pests and slow down the composting process. Now, once you've collected your kitchen scraps, it's time to layer them with browns in your compost bin or pile. Add dry leaves, straw, or shredded newspaper to create a well-balanced mixture. Turn the compost regularly with a pitchfork or shovel, which helps aerate the pile and accelerate the decomposition process. Now, patience is key in composting. Depending on factors like temperature and the size of your compost pile, it can take anywhere from a few weeks to several months for your compost to be ready. You'll know it's ready when it has a dark, crumbly texture and a rich, earthy smell. Once your compost is ready, use it to enrich your garden soil. Spread it around the base of your plants, mix it into the soil when planting, or create nutrient-rich potting mixtures. Your plants will thank you for the extra love and care. As we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to embark on your composting journey. It's a simple but powerful way to reduce waste, enrich your garden, and contribute to a healthier planet. In upcoming episodes, we'll dig more into advanced composting techniques and creative ways to get the most out of your green gold. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Prepping Positively. If you found this information helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with those ready to turn kitchen scraps into gold. Until next time, keep prepping positively, and may your compost pile flourish.